Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
These goals, I mean, let's go through them if you want to. I've done this many times. The first one, you get a power play 30 seconds into the game. Shot goes on net. It gets behind Swayman. Three Panthers crash the net. There's no Bruin there to stop it, which that was a theme that would come up again over the course of this game. The Greer goal in the second period was maybe more infuriating than the Verhaeghe game winner, honestly. I mean, that was ridiculous. You win the faceoff. Jeannot, who had the penalty, that first tripping penalty on Marchand that led to the first goal, Jeannot and Lorai both get their stick on the puck. They both touch the puck after winning a faceoff in their own end. And somehow, despite two guys getting a stick on it, the puck just gets away from both of them. And here comes A.J. Greer out of nowhere. And Jeremy Swayman, yeah, I mean, maybe he could have made that save. But if you're Jeremy Swayman, you see, oh, my guy's got it. Both of my guys. I got two guys there. They both got it. I think we're okay. We're going to start our attack. Oh, wait, here's A.J. Greer. Boom, he scores. And that was a nice shot by Greer, too. I guess Swayman, it's, you know, could he have stopped it? I guess. Could either one of the two Bruins who got a stick on the puck maybe have avoided that from happening? Yes, that would have been better. On the Lestarinen goal. Mason Lorai gets absolutely abused down the ice. Breakaway. Shouldn't have been a breakaway. And could Swayman have saved that one? I'll give you that one. Okay, it was a breakaway. Bobrovsky had a great save on a Kastelic breakaway. You can make saves on breakaways, all right? He could have stopped that one. So there's one I'll give you. But that's one of the three in the Verhaeghe. I mean, that's not even a Verhaeghe goal. It was a Verhaeghe shot that Swayman saved. And then Peek whiffed and also kicked it in one incredible sequence. Mason Lorai had a much bigger problem with than Jeremy Swayman. And I'm not going to tell you now that I think Jeremy Swayman is having a good year, because he's not. He's not having the worst year I've ever seen. I mean, I think he's probably going to be better than last year, I think. But no one on that team did him any favors last night. You want to look at a bad game he had? Look at the Vegas game. He's had bad games. Over in the West Coast trip, he had some bad games. Or was he not in the Vegas game? I can't remember now. That whole road trip was just so bad it all ran together. But either way, he's had some bad games. And I was hoping that you'd see less of that after that good start against Washington. Against Washington, he looked very, very good. And I thought last night, he looked pretty good. But Mason Lorai's got to get his head out of his ass. He is a net negative back there, and it's killing them. It's killing them in all sorts of different types of situations. You know, just sort of boneheaded moves there on a face-off that you won. Getting even with Lestarinen. And what was that Randy Moss used to say? If we're even, I'm leaving. That's what happened. If you're even with Mason Lorai, you're leaving, because he's not going to catch you. And not only did he not catch him, he got muscled out of the way. It's like, you got to be able to do something there. You got to at least be able to lean on the guy, or you got to keep up with him stride for stride. And Lorai couldn't do either of those things. And for who's supposed to be a puck-moving defenseman, you've got to be able to get those strides going a little bit faster, because he got smoked. And they were even at the blue line. So, listen, it was a bad loss. Don't get me wrong. And I know, Joe, you said don't have expectations for this team. I can't help it. That was a winnable game last night against a beatable team who on the road, that was their first road win of the year. That was their first win they've had on the road. They're 1-4-0 on the road. And Brad Marchand, 2 assists. I thought he was going to, I thought that as soon as they tied it up, I was like, okay, well, this is setting up for a Marchand game winner, isn't it? A couple of thoughts on Marchand. I thought that the tribute was very good. I thought the reaction was a nice moment. I really think that Brad Marchand, in a lot of ways, exemplifies what it means to be a Boston Bruin. And I'm still mad about the way it all went. Like, I don't know. It was a very sort of conflicting kind of night because I love Brad Marchand almost as much as I love Rich Keefe, but I love Brad Marchand. And he was one of my favorite players. He used to drive me nuts sometimes. Some of the suspensions he would get, like right around the playoff, you know, like he used to do things that you just look at him and you say, you're too important to be doing stuff like
that. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
It is insane. I agree. you know, what are you going to do? The fact that you got traded after throwing a big fit, also kind of insane if you think about it. Either way, that Marchand thing last night I thought was nice. It was a nice moment for him. I thought it was a nice moment for the fans. But I also think that once that ovation was over and the rest of that game played out and all those fans had to walk out of that place holding another L at the hands of the Florida Panthers, it just, you know, like the good feeling ended quick. That was their fifth loss in a row, and we are only 8 games into the season, okay? It's going to be a rough road here. I think there's going to be stretches where they play a lot better. I think that Sturm is going to get them, back into some kind of shape here. But he's got to do something about those defensive rotations. He's got to get other people going in the scoring. You know, Geeky is turning into a reliable guy. He's got 3 goals already. Lindholm's got 3 goals already. You're seeing, you know, the top guys get their points, but they're going to need to start spreading that out a little bit, and they are really going to have to do something about these D pairings and these D rotations because they are getting smoked. I mean, just smoked out there. And that's got to stop. If this team wants to be something, then that has to stop. It just does.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We can get to more of your Bruins calls and Celtics calls a little bit later on in the show. I thought with Brad Marchand and the next evolution here of the Boston Bruins, there were some quotes that Brad had, and if we could pull this one up here, Joe, the Marchand, if we went back, that quote. I was listening to this, and I was thinking about, you know, the 2011 team and that group of forwards and how they all grew up together. You know, your Krejcis and Bergerons and Marchands and, you know, all those guys sort of coming up through the system together and going, you know, all taking their lumps at the same time and winning together and then going on to have these careers. You know, you throw Chara in there too, although he was a guy that they brought in. He wasn't a homegrown player. But, you know, there was a real sense of that. There was a real sense of that being a crop of players and a crop of contributors that were going to be around for a while, and the expectation were they were going to win a lot of cups. They only won the one. They competed for other ones, but could only win that one. And I was thinking about that and Brad Marchand and how he goes to Florida and they win right away. And if that makes him think about his time in Boston a little bit differently, and you listen to this answer from Brad Marchand and you tell me, what do you think?
Do I wish that, you know, at times, I guess I would say that I think if we went back, I think both sides would have done things differently. You know, I think is how I would say. I think I let my emotions handle some aspects of the negotiations that maybe I would have done differently if I go back, but I wouldn't go back.
Okay. I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back, he says. Okay. That doesn't sound like a guy who's dying to be back in this system. Doesn't sound like a guy who really believes in what's going on here with the Bruins right now. You want to talk about things like, yeah, hey, you know, if we went back, I would have maybe done some things differently. Both sides maybe would have done some things differently. I'm not sure exactly what he's getting at right there. Both sides would have done what exactly? Signed you to an extension on a middling team? In a process where you're blowing up the roster, not traded your biggest asset? Like, I don't know. Like, what do you... And also, you had a say in that, too. Brad Marchand had a say in that. Some of this misery that's coming down on Bruins fans right now is a direct result of the actions of Brad Marchand. There's no getting around that. He could have gone to any number of different trade destinations. He wanted Florida, and the team wanted to do right by him, and so they sent him to Florida. You don't think that was going to hurt just a little bit more? There's only one team that I think would have been worse for him to go to, and that's the Canadiens. But if he had gone to the Canadiens, they're not winning the Cup last year. He went to a Florida Panthers team that has been punking you pretty much every time you see them for the last 2-3 years, just punking you. And he says, that's where I want to go. This team that was throwing cheap shots at me, this team that was jumping David Pastrnak, remember when Tkachuk jumped Pastrnak? All these liberties that got taken and never really got resolved, I want to play with them. You won't hear it from teammates, I don't think. It's because you really don't hear those type of things very often unless there's like a real divide. But I have to assume that for people like Pastrnak or, you know, other guys who've been around the team a little bit longer, McAvoy, those kind of guys, that felt like a bit of a betrayal. Because there's no way that just a guy like me or any other fan who sees Marchand out there hoisting the cup in a Panthers sweater and looking at the way that those series went and those first two games of the season when Marchand was still there with Montgomery last year and those first 2 weeks when they just got pantsed and you could tell the season was over right after that. Ugh. Oh, that was brutal. Absolutely brutal. I'm getting some texts about my Swayman takes. I may be defending them a little much here. But let me just also say that you can't deny that two of those goals were not his fault at all. So if you want to say two of them were, fine. So it would have been a 3-2 Bruins win. All right, what do you want from me? I don't think Swayman's been good. I thought he was better than the score looked last night. That's for sure. Because some of those goals were certainly not his fault. Tuukka got a lot of this too. By the end, everybody just wanted Tuukka, you know, move on from Tuukka. Let's get the new goalie in here, whatever. And people used to really hone in on every single bad goal. And then they would point to goals that really weren't Tuukka's fault and say, well, see, there it goes again on like a ricochet or a, you know, shot through traffic that went off someone's stick or someone's skate or something like that, and there's no way Tuukka could have seen it. I remember that. And I don't think that's happening quite with Swayman yet, but I do think that if the team continues to struggle, there's going to be a lot of people who just don't like Swayman, and they're going to blame it on Swayman. And I think that it's very clear right now that there are a lot of other problems with this team, certainly on the blue line and certainly on the bottom six, that don't have anything to do with Jeremy Swayman, but are certainly making his life a lot harder. And, you know, he's getting paid a lot of money. He should be better than this, I agree. But I think he played well enough to win that game and for that team to win that game last night. Two of those goals were complete nonsense. And I'll even throw in the power play one, too. I mean, that was, you know, 30 seconds into the game, you're on the advantage, like, give me a break, and you're not going to pack it in. You're going to let three guys crash the net behind you? Like, come on. It's way too early in the season for that kind of lack of effort. And as seasons like that go on, losses like that pile up, you see less and less of that effort. I mean, that compounds. And that's something Marco Sturm has got to be aware of because we saw it last year with Montgomery. We've seen it in the past. We've seen them tune out Claude. We saw him tune out Bruce. Montgomery completely tuned out last year. He had a foot out the door anyway. Sturm has to make sure that he's not one of those guys that, you know, you get off to a bad start, all of a sudden no one's listening to him anymore. Because that is not a way to start off your career as a head coach of a team like the Bruins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.